Dictation for Mary Searles, S-E-A-R-L-E-S, November 1984. Mrs. Searles, Mary, is a 40-year-old lady, presently dialyzing Mount Pleasant unit, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays under my care. She's been on dialysis apparently for the last year. She's a resident of Laurels of Mount Pleasant Nursing Home. She has an extensive medical history, but I want to summarize that she has diabetes, hypertension, obesity. Chronic kidney disease on dialysis, bipolar disorder, hypothyroidism, prior right side below the knee amputation, chronic neck back pain, esophageal reflux, migraines, coronary artery disease requiring tubesal bypass surgery, University of Michigan, November last year, prior medical and stent procedures, PTSD, spinal stenosis, complications of diabetes, including foot ulcer, reason for below the knee amputation, has dialysis catheters, attempted yesterday a HeRO graft procedure that was unsuccessful. Next paragraph, surgeries including lumbar laminectomy, coronary artery stents, as well as two vessel bypass surgery, gallbladder, right below the knee amputation, right carpal tunnel, prior femoral bypass, bilateral, a number of incision and drainage for right leg ulcers, central lines, dialysis catheter, left-sided also toe amputation, also lower extremity vascular stents. Next paragraph, she's being a smoker, although discontinued within the last couple of years, does use marijuana, no alcohol, no kidney disease on the family. Next paragraph, allergies including penicillin, maxifloxacin, Tygacil, T-Y-G-A-C-I-L, mushroom, fish, morphine, tramadol, influenza vaccine, toradol. Next paragraph, I review medications. Please refer to medication list. Next paragraph, on physical exam. She is obese, alert, no distress. No expressive aphasia dysarthria, has a dialysis catheter. Morbidly obese, distant breath sounds, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, right below the knee amputation, three plus edema on the left sided, all toe amputation on the left sided. Next paragraph, she's dialyzing 3.5 hours. Her target weight is 99, but she is significantly above, presently 108.9. Blood pressure runs quite high in the 200s before dialysis. At the time of release is in the 140s, 150s. There has been frequent low blood pressure during dialysis. Clearings appropriate at 1.5. There is severe anemia around 7-8. Last iron studies in the normal low. There is high potassium. Last A1C around 6.6. Low albumin 3.5. Last phosphorus normal, calcium normal, PTH less than 600. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease, combination of diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Problems with access. Failed attempt yesterday for a HERO, H-E-R-O graft to be tried on the right side soon. Vascular surgeon at Midland. We will update all chemistries. We discuss about clearance, the concerns for dialysis catheter infection, management of anemia, adjusting EPO accordingly, nutritional monitoring, potassium acid base, calcium phosphorus, PTH. She has ischemic cardiomyopathy with preserved ejection fraction. She has complications of diabetes, including leg ulcers, amputations, as indicated above, prior vascular procedures, heart, lower extremities. Prior imaging, kidneys are atrophic without obstruction, and there was no urinary retention. She does have apparently also gastroparesis with distended stomach. There has been abuse of marijuana and the use of cigarettes. Continue to follow and educate patient. End of dictation.